I would say that overall things are improving. They're not without hiccups. So there's still times that you run into some supply chain challenges.
And that's Joe Miller, tractor marketing manager with Case IH. He says his company has been working to overcome supply chain issues.
We've got a dedicated team to mitigate those as fast as possible. But you will still run into some time to time where, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to get a part or a component, but it's not as widespread as it was, say, earlier on at the onset of the pandemic.
He says Case IH has been working to catch up on its inventory of their smaller sized equipment that is more readily available and on display at your local dealerships.
You'll notice when you go to your local dealer, you're going to see more, particularly under 140 horsepower tractors are going to be more widely available. Those are the ones that historically have been more sold out of inventory, right? They tend to exist that way and not pre-sold to the same degree as some of the bigger ones. But when you get into the bigger horsepowers, that's when, again, it's a lot of strong demand from customers. And as such, you know, that's a more of a pre-sale. So the inventory is still pretty tight.
But he adds it's still a matter of supply and demand. And since the demand is still strong for new equipment, that's an overall positive for both Case IH and the ag industry.
Yeah, it's great to be in a strong market. We're also, you know, our forecasting and being able to bring new products forward with an understanding of, you know, what the supply base needs to be for that. We're just mindfully attacking every single one of those things.
Read more about how supply chain issues have improved for Case IH at HoosierAgToday.com. Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, I'm CJ Miller.